Motion to seal the minutes.
So moved.
Can we come back in?
Yeah.
Dick, seconded by Olmstead.
Told my wife I'd be home at 3:00.
You lied.
Roll call vote, seal the minutes. Solotello?
Yeah.
Olmstead, yes. Dick?
Yes.
Motion passed. Okay, we had a discussion on deed waiving, so that was it. Sorry. Okay, moving on. Zoning ordinance changes?
Is that just for information? I mean, that comes straight from the zoning board, right? We don't really do anything with it.
From
the planning board, I mean, I'm sorry.
Planning board, yeah, they approved it and they...
He wanted to know if we wanted to shoot that over to our attorneys to look at before we, before it goes on the warrant. But those were just, those were the changes.
That has to go on the ballot.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked to Steve, he had asked if... I kind of got the sense he wanted to just at least put eyes on him to make sure...
He did, and he asked me again, and he's going to be leaving his spouse.
Yeah, his wife's having surgery, so he's out for a couple of weeks.
But he said that we could shoot it over to him, and he's still be checking his email and stuff.
Yeah, so I think having him...
Just send him over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do we want to delay the discussion on a post and cane?
Yeah, I don't, there's no...
There's no big rush on that.
Okay.
Because we're aware of it.
We need to figure out who the next oldest citizen is.
Yeah.
Julie will be able to give us that information, I would imagine.
It was a struggle last time, I think, to find, to get it right. But what we don't want to do is have what happened two recipients ago where there was a long, it was like almost a year, I think, delay. And somebody who could have, would have received it, didn't get it in time, so.
I think that there was chat about potentially rededicating the post and cane at the old Home Day celebration at some point, but I don't know.
Yeah, last time we did it at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to do something at old Home Day, but you know, figuring out who it would be and
maybe during opening ceremonies.
We got a little while to figure out who it is and see if they'll accept.
We have to definitely get the replica cane back from the previous post and cane recipient.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can volunteer to do that.
Okay, continuing on. This is tabled. Budget presentations.
So, I mean, I don't know that we need presentations unless Paul's here, so he may want to talk about his, but we had to finish up the exec and admin from what we did last session, and I sat down with Trish, and I think we got them all worked out. And then for town clerk, tax collector, fire, police, and highway, we had to look at the revised with the merit increases backed out.
Yeah, I just wanted to first off apologize because my numbers are different from my original.
Because we didn't catch your mistake the first time.
Submittal, correct. And when I was sitting down with the boys going over the budget, you know, with the full-timers, it brought to my attention that I had the wrong step for one of the full-timers.
Yeah.
So I revised that with both the numbers, my submittal plus the board of selectmen were backing out the numbers.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure
apology accepted.
So I think we can go through these
just vote
relatively quickly.
Just vote on them.
Yeah.
I didn't include any of the narratives of the other ones because I
no, but they're all updated now.
Yes.
So
they will definitely be included for the ones.
So the in fact, I think somebody's already got them.
What's that?
Although I'll send you the updated one because.
So I guess not to interrupt, but did you want the narratives updated from us as well? Because I did not update my narratives with the new numbers.
I don't think it's necessary because the budget committee understands what's happening. Okay. So I think that represents, we had to clean up some of the narratives for the exec and admin side anyway.
Okay.
I think yours represents your department head recommendation. And then, you know.
Does your narrative specify numbers?
Yeah.
The only thing that may be different is the change in that step that I might have to change. But I can get that to Trish if I have to.
I have it annotated in the model. So if you're okay, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a hodgepodge because some of them were done before and some of them were done after. So some have a different number and some don't. And we'll just have to, it's all the same approach.
Correct.
It just based on the timing, we weren't going to make somebody make extra work just to unmake it, so. So this sheet is just the budgets out of the town administrator side that we need to do tonight. Everything else that we did last week, I didn't bother having it in there for us because, so this is, the lines we see are the lines we need to vote on. This one.
Those are Julie's sick things. Did you change the tapes?
Yeah.
What are you gonna need me to do for the budget committee for Monday? Just so I know exactly what I need to.
I'm gonna update this with final numbers and I'm gonna give it to Ray.
And then Ray's going to have all of his things, and I don't have to provide anything to the budget committee for Monday night.
I don't think so.
I just want to make sure.
This spreadsheet has tabs for all the narratives, not separate documents, so you'll have.
Yeah, that's it.
So I think it's. That's it.
I'm pulling it all into a single model.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'll communicate with Craig and see. He wants all the individual sheets, or I think they're just going to take my model.
Yes. All right, so if you want to go through them, the first one's executive administration. Recall that in this one, the big change is increasing the hours for the recording secretary.
Yeah.
To a 24-hour instead of an 8-hour position. Yeah. So that's where you see the big jump in the part time.
Yeah.
And the training. That's the other one. We've got a lot of people in.
The training.
The big jump in IT equipment.
Right, because
that's the new server.
We need to do a new server and a couple of computers that are at their end of life.
Yeah. Equipment went up from $1 to $300.
Yeah, I need to replace that one
recorder
and a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Because the one we have sucks.
Well, it's supposed to.
I'm so punny. I know. I love it.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion. We approve the budget for the executive administration line 4130 for FY21 in the amount of $152,390.
Second that motion. Any comments, Tom? No comments. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Budget is approved.
Financial administration, we had been through. This one just had a mistake because it still had the a step increase in there.
Yeah.
So all I did was back that out.
Okay. Do we want to
Yeah, we didn't vote on it last week because we found the okay. last time because we found the mistake.
Make a motion that we accept and approve the budget, the 21 budget for DRA 4150 in the amount of
$79, bottom line.
Oh, total financial, okay. Sorry, wrong one. $79,699.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Budget is approved. Legal expenses.
Okay. We don't need to do, we did legal.
We did legal. We did personal?
No.
We didn't do personal. Okay.
Oh, no, we did. I'm sorry. Yeah, that should
be. I thought we did.
Yeah, that one should be in there. Assessing. That was another one. We just had a... Oh, no, assessing. Yeah, we found a mistake in the... After it had been voted. We voted that one last week, last time as well. But then we found one of the step increases hadn't been backed out. So this reflects the new... salary for the assessing assistant, so it's down from what we had last time.
Past my bedtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion that we approve the assessing line 4152 FY21 budget in the amount of $82,026.
I'll second that. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Budget is approved.
And then the next one, since we just...
Cultural recreational, yeah.
Yeah. So 4589-200 will go up to 20,000 with a total for 4589 of 22,250.
You said 22,250?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do we want to keep that line at a dollar?
No, that's the one that... Yeah. That was...
The old home day.
Well, that was what where it started, but this number is going to 20. This is the board's recommendation.
Okay. So, but we're at 22,5...
22,250. 22,51. No. So it'll be, this is 22,50, and this will be 20. This is the department recommendation.
Okay. We're
on the last column of the board.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the budget for other culture and recreation, line 4589 for FY21 in the amount of $22,250.
I'll second that. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
And then the last one is the debt service. So we got the updated numbers from from Peggy for the FY21.
Yep.
So the bottom line for this year is $237,339.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I can't. There's a question.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to verify that the AIRPAC monies have been changed from the original of the $52,000 a year to $38,000 some change.
That's not on the...
It's not debt
the
service?
The debt service.
No.
Why isn't that debt?
These are bonds and...
The lease is not under debt service?
These are bonds and notes only. Not leases. So your trucks and or the highway department trucks, that's all under capital improvement. None of it's under debt service.
Yeah, it was in the, it was in the CIP.
Yeah, but isn't that debt service once we take on the debt for?
But this is debt. This debt service is only for bonds and notes.
I see.
And we haven't. We didn't do bonds or notes for either of those. So.
So 47.
Yes, in CIP it was updated to 38, 39, whatever.
So what line does that expenditure come out of?
Which
is $38,000 a year for the lease payment.
That,
follow me?
Yeah.
I always thought that was part of debt service because we took on the debt for the lease purchase.
Yeah. So I think that goes under the capital outlay.
That's SCUBA?
Capital outlay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All of basically everything that's on the CIP.
Okay.
Yep. It's right here.
Well, yeah, but that's not a budget line. That's just that's just the funding sources. But
okay. So.
So. Mm-hmm. Make a motion that we accept the budget for debt service lines 4711 through 4723 for FY21 in the amount of $237,339.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
So, Paul, those are all under 4915s.
As capital outlay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, those are those are operating transfers out.
4902.
So capital outlays, though, aren't those voted as a warrant article annually?
It was voted last year as the whole thing.
Correct.
Right.
So that's why I'm curious about the definition of where that would fall.
Yeah, so that'll be.
Now, because there is, under that, there's a no.
So there'll be a new line under 4915, which is where. No, I'm sorry.
Under capital outlays.
Yeah. Sorry, under 4902. I think Ray's right. All right. So that's where you get like the highway truck leases,
right.
All that stuff. It's coming out of the CRF, and it gets paid.
Well, there is no capital reserve for that, so that's so it's capital outlay, but it's because there's a no. What's the word am I looking for?
Oh. No
appropriation clause.
Yeah.
So that does have to be just like the truck lease. When the PD bought the truck, that has to be voted on annually. Okay, I'm in line with you.
Okay.
So, but that's how they have done it, right? That's how they did it, where they all get allocated, like after, right?
Capital outlay. Yep.
All those leases and all that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. For some reason in my brain, I was thinking debt service.
Yeah, those are just
service.
Just limited to the notes and bonds.
Yep.
So, all right, CIP is back in the package because I made a math mistake last time. I know, I did it. I was doing public math. And, so it's actually $10,000 less than what we had voted on. Hold on, I'll get you that. I don't have my CIP. And this.
This the total?
Yeah.
Wait, is that not the 1/3? No. No.
1,357? And some change? 1,003,000?
Yeah, but.
Yes, 1,003,000. Well, the sheet that you sent me, the CIP. This is CRF.
Yeah, that's the correct one.
The one you want?
Yep.
1,357,410. Now, I don't know if that's the fixed 10 grand or not. Do you remember where the 10 grand was?
The 10 grand was when I did it in my head.
Oh,
when
I put it into the
spreadsheet, I found out that it was off by 10,000.
You added 1,357 in your head?
No, I subtracted 98, 20, and
you should see him when he does it. His eyes roll one way and then the other. And
that's this. You have it highlighted in yellow as the total in that EOS column.
Yeah.
The Sierra 1,357,410.
Is it? That's got the. Does that have the fire department or the police department study, the rec building at zero?
In the minutes from last meeting, it was 1.367.
Yeah, all right, 1,357 is correct then.
Yeah. 1,357,410.
All right, so I'd make a motion that we reapprove the CIP budget for FY21 in the amount of $1,357,410.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
All right, and then the next three are also redo or voting on the revised amounts after they took their merit raises out. So for the police department, fire department, highway, and parks and rec.
The town clerk, tax collector.
All right. So I'd make a motion we approve the police department line 4210 FY21 budget in the revised amount of $505,902.
Second that. Any discussion of the motion?
Wait a minute, is that? This is, boy, we need a standardized format.
Mm-hmm. It's getting late.
We have 505,902.
Yeah, but. So the initial budget he presented was 484. Oh, that was before we did the 4%. That was the initial. The problem is this is his department request, and I don't know, did he keep his department request like Paul did, or did he?
I asked him specifically that next day after the meeting for his updated budget with the salaries changed. Okay. He said, I'm sorry, here it is. So right. I assume that this is.
All right.
But maybe I shouldn't assume.
Just for your information, that's one I've not gotten. The police.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Probably for this reason.
Either that or it slipped through the cracks.
Well, he had the IT issues he was fighting.
Yes. That's right. That's why I haven't gotten.
Yeah. So it was.
Are we ready to vote?
Yeah. So. Make a motion we approve the police department budget line 4210 for FY21 in the amount of $505,902, so that we're clear.
Thank you. Okay, I'll second it again.
All right.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it.
Are you and Chief Hankert at the same step?
No. He's a couple steps ahead of me.
Okay, so then I guess that would make sense as to why your rates aren't the same.
All right, and then for the fire department, same thing. With the addition, you know, as Chief pointed out, he had to make one correction to an existing pay rate, and then So I'd recommend we approve the, make a motion, we approve the fire department line 4220 FY21 budget in the amount of $529,260.
Second that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Same thing on this one. I don't know if this is her revised. She doesn't have a, she's got the FY21 department.
It's column. Has it got bold print in the second column at the top? Are you talking TC?
No, I'm talking budget.
Amanda.
Rec department, sorry.
Oh.
Did you have rec?
Yeah. We need fewer budgets.
Yeah.
I think that's a big project for our town administrator to work on this. I don't remember. I don't think she kept the columns that I put in.
What was her, what was the bottom line that you got?
Bear with me.
Mm-hmm. No.
Now you're bailing us out.
Board of Select, her original is 125,276, and I have the Board of Selectmen at 123,049.
Okay.
So this we might be $1
it's off. It's a dollar
she,
off,
she
yep.
missed a dollar in her math. It was just one cell that wasn't added. So it's 123,049.
All right. So I recommend we approve the Recreation Department line 4520 budget for FY21 in the amount of $123,049.
Second that motion. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
All right. Same thing. Went through and adjusted the Highway Department. Recommend we approve the Highway Department line 4312 FY21 budget in the amount of $950,177.
Second that motion. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it.
And then finally,
we have the town clerk tax collector.
Town clerk tax collector. All right, so Julie did have one correction, and then she made the adjustment for the deputy, or the assistant, sorry,
yeah.
Town clerk tax collector. So I would recommend we approve the town clerk tax collector line 4151 FY21 budget in the amount of $122,493. What do you have?
I got 121,597. I got 122,493 as her old number. The only difference being the deputy, which was 36,595.
Yeah, it's
now 35,699.
So it's 121.
So the total is 121,597.
I amend my motion. Approve the budget in the amount of $121,597.
Second that.
What was the assistant rate supposed to be?
Doesn't it? It's in the budget. It's in the spreadsheet. So.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
We're going to give Ray a Legion of Merit for standardizing these.
Yes. And then we have the wastewater and landfill.
Okay.
Did you do planning?
We did.
Okay.
Planning is on the
last week. Or last meeting.
Okay.
All right, so two late additions were the wastewater and landfill. And I don't know who's done them in the past. I mean, they fall right under the transfer station operator's budget. And I don't know if that got turned over to Nate that he was responsible for them or if somebody else has done them. But Trish was able to get the numbers from
the state,
Winnisquam region for the water. And so we've got those, the number, matter of fact, the numbers Karen was talking about tonight with the sewer special revenue fund.
I think those have always been done by the town administrator. I don't think the transfer station attendant's ever done those things.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. We didn't know, but we found it was missing, so she filled them in. So for the landfill, we left the amounts the same. And if you look at FY19, you'll see some of them didn't get fully spent. But then if you, like, there's one for landfill mowing and maintaining around the exhaust, the vent pipes, which was zero last year. But we've already spent $650 on it this year. So I mean, I left the same amounts in there. And the other ones were close enough to actual budget and actual that I didn't think it'd be worth trying to cut it back too tight. So,
okay.
So I'm going to make a motion. We approve the landfill line 4325 FY21 budget in the amount of $10,301.
That's mainly testing. Hold on to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, monitoring the gas and the groundwater.
I know they increased it a few years ago, but now we have to do more monitoring, more testing than we had done in the past.
Yep.
Second to motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it.
And the last one is the wastewater, so the Winnipesaukee River Basin project. Again, these numbers we got from them. It's actually $10,000 less than last year because the capital charges and the replacement charges both went down. We put a 1.5% inflation on the admin and the O&M. So I'm going to make a motion. We approve the wastewater line 4326 FY21 budget in the amount of $48,529.
Second that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
I'm not sure if the intent of what Karen was talking about with that revenue fund for the sewer is to the cost that we collect from people to offset the cost of the basin charges. I think that was quick in and out for the accounting purposes or whatever, like the money goes in and it goes out. But I'm not sure that we're quite at that point yet where what we're charging people can sustain the cost of the program. You know what I mean? There's inequity there, potentially. If that is the intent, is to have that fund the basin project.
Well, it's not going to fund at all. I mean, you can't.
I understand that, but if that was the intent of the auditors, then
no. What they want to see though is that the fees should go to offset, but not pay for, right?
Okay.
But so they want to see them come out of the general fund and get applied to the special revenue fund for sewer.
Offset is a key word.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not fund, but offset.
Yeah.
So just others that I'm missing so far. So wastewater and landfill, which you've just done, but I'll need the few lines.
I just did them.
I also, it's fine. And I don't have landfill either. Transfer station.
Oh, at all? None of the transfer?
Right,
Sorry. So that got approved at the last meeting.
Yeah, I never.
Okay. We'll get it forwarded to you. And
it's
then
start my car. It's gonna run for half an hour. I get cold, really bothers me. I'm cold.
And then Trish and I are gonna sit down and just go through and make sure everything that was in that's supposed to be in there is in there.
So do I need to send you the transfer station? Is that what you just told me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And wastewater.
I'll send you the updated town administrator and the wastewater and landfill because I just did those. Okay. So.
In the end, what I'll do, as soon as I get them into the model, I'll just give you a list of all the total. We can make sure we're in agreement.
Yep.
Send it.
Okay, we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Lower Bay Road completion?
Yeah, we talked about that with John.
We've done that.
Johnny before.
The assessing report?
Yeah, so I guess the state, oops, I'm sorry.
Okay, before Paul leaves, I'd just like to mention one thing.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom. I'm gonna run to the bathroom.
Okay, well, I've heard from the library that we've got a couple of problems with the alarm system over there.
Burglar alarm system.
Okay.
That is not in my burglar. I was very clear with the librarian.
Whose area is it?
That's Capital Alarm.
That's Capital Alarm. I was very clear with the librarian or the library director that I only approved the fire alarm system. I had nothing that should have been in an ongoing conversation as it was here with the town administrator for the burglar alarm system. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, because one of the things is we've got one door that is not alarmed, and you can come in that door and go upstairs, and upstairs doesn't have any motion sensors at all. So you could technically come in the front door of that, go up the stairs and create havoc upstairs, come back down, go out that door, and never set off an alarm.
I did communicate with Marcia that she needs to communicate with John, the Capital Alarm guy, and go through before any payments made.
Yeah, that's been nothing but
punch list.
Nothing but headaches over there with that installation.
Yeah, and they've had all sorts of false alarms.
Ours went fine here, and I don't understand what the issue is now all of a sudden. But the system install here, Chief Hanker dealt with the burglar alarm side here and at the life safety building.
Yeah.
And I stayed right away from that because I don't know anything about that one.
Okay.
So I did communicate with Marcia that she needs to reach out to John and or a representative.
I was going to say, we may need to
sit down with him and talk about
up the ante a little bit.
What, they're not done yet over the library still?
No, it doesn't work.
The library, we've got a front door that has no alarm on it. So you technically come in the front door, go upstairs in the library, and there are no motion sensors upstairs. You could wreak havoc upstairs, come back down, and nobody would find out about it until the next morning.
There's blind spots in the
library. Plus they're having, on average, probably two or three false alarms every week.
She did tell me about that.
Yeah. So it's just the ongoing installation problems.
Yeah.
They aren't done, and it's not correct.
Yeah, it's not the fire. It's the security.
Yeah, we continue to have problems here, but a lot of it is the life safety building operator error because of where the panel is. And if firefighters forget to come in the door and go to the panel when the system is armed,
oops,
it goes off, and then they reset it, and we get an email.
If you could just reach out to Marcia and ask if she wants any
I think that
additional
she would
help?
Appreciate somebody advocating on behalf of the library. I don't want to speak for her, but the conversations that I've had with her, she's like, this isn't my thing. And I didn't, you know, and she goes in respectfully, I didn't know that I was going to have to be making sure that, like, being like the clerk of the works, basically. I know it's her building.
It's inside the building, so it's...
Yeah.
But...
See if she wants one of us to call and
finishing up the payment and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get paid until it's
totally
done.
Totally fine with advocating for her if I can make sure that I do it appropriately on her behalf.
We may want to drag John or whoever it is in here and have a sit down.
Yeah,
I emailed him.
Take a look at the contract and make sure.
Week because I'm not overly impressed with the fact that we're still not done here and we've got wires hanging down. We've got people's key cards just dying out, which, you know, I understand they're a little magnet card. They die. Right.
So,
and so I said to him, what's the deal? Because you were supposed to be done the, you know, first week of January. And I said, here we are. You were supposed to be here this week and you're not here. And he was like, well, I'm the 30th. And then hopefully 3 to 4 weeks after will be the computer programming installing. And I'm like, that is not good enough.
So if if you want John
what
or somebody or me to call.
We didn't. This was an add-on, right, with the other stuff recently.
It was a new order.
All new stuff. We didn't have this kind of issue. So I don't know if it's something internally at Capital Alarm that's going on.
They've had it. There's a lot of it, and they've got installation problems. And you know, Marcia suffered a lot of rework because the guy that came didn't know what he was doing, and they had to redo it. And So the bottom line, if Marcia wants help with somebody else calling and we'll, you know, inviting them to come in, let us know and we'll
go help advocate, you know, for
kick down some doors. And,
either Jim or I or both of us.
Well, like I said, that's why I had Chief Hanger dealt with this install for the burglar with the panic alarm and all that, because he's more up to date on that stuff than I am. So it may be worthwhile to maybe involve Chief Hanger in that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
I don't want any burglar alarms next to Porter, but. All right. Good night, all.
See you, Paul.
Good night.
See you, Paul.
Okay. The assessing report.
Yeah, that was
so apparently the DRA, as part of like the cyclical reval that they do, that the town does, they go and pull random parcels for accuracy, and this is the reporting of that.
From a year and a half ago.
I think everybody's just real stretched thin, from alarm companies to the state. But so this is the reporting of that. And the bulk of it is the solar issues that we are having. And Terry informed me today that she's looking into it further, because she's not sure that it has to be a warrant article, because it's a law that we're supposed to be assessing people for their taxes on the solar exemptions is incorrect. So it's not like a judgment call that the legislative body gets to make necessarily, because
it's a law.
Yeah,
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
it's,
I'm not...
It's going to change either way, so...
Right. So I don't know if we have to put it on the warrant. I can ask.
If we don't have to... Obviously, we don't want to go through the,
right, because,
the extra time and hassle.
I mean, I don't want people to say no to something or vote it down, I guess, and then we still do it, and then it sort of seems insincere. Like, why even bother, I guess, at that point?
Yeah, because out of 20 sampled, 12 were unacceptable.
But those were...
Every single one of the 12 was a solar.
And she had other issues, and I could pass them around. I didn't have her make copies of it. But these are her notes that... These are the solar exemptions, and these are everybody that gets a solar exemption. And then on the other properties that were flagged, she's gone back out to our assessing company and asked them to sort of double-check the work of the DRA, and then like she'll circle back with the DRA because...
Well, that was... Yeah, so that's my question is... Bear in mind, these were a year and a half ago, right?
Right.
It was June, like June of 18?
Yeah. Right.
So the question is, we paid, you know, the assessment, CCAG, to go out and do our assessment and revaluation. Did they catch any of these and fix them?
Well, right. Well, so part of that is like the work that they've... Like, for instance, this one that says sample number 20, the roof cover noted as metal tin and observed it as a standing seam, which apparently in assessing terms are the same thing. So they're, like, flagging us. They flagged us on things that are... And some of their things that they flagged us on were... Well, the exterior siding noted as vinyl, observed as cement clapboard... Those types of things.
Yeah.
And then...
No, it was... Because...
And then, like, this one, they said, oh, well, the deck isn't the right size. That they said the...
1200 versus 1280.
Sample 14 observed a larger deck than noted on the card. And she said, which decks? Because this particular sample that they pulled from shows two. So, and then they don't say in their reporting that... There was like what our measurements were as opposed to what their measurements were. They just said it was off. So she's pushing back a little bit, and she's contacted our assessing company, the cross country.
CCA, yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind is, okay, so these were problems, but we've just gone through an assessment. So, you know, how many of these were picked up and how many of them are valid? I mean, that's a good point, too. But yeah, I wasn't particularly worried about the exemptions because we know that the solar is a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what they were all for. But the assessing thing, That wasn't very good either, so.
Doesn't speak well of the assessing company.
Well, if they're all valid, you know.
Right. So she's pushing back. We wanted to draw you guys' attention to it because it's something that the state gave us. Just to let you know that we're working on it. Well, Terry's working on it. And the solar things will be remedied, obviously.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that was everything.
Will you take a look at the town report submission that John did?
The report I wrote.
If you want to get back to me, that's fine.
Or if you want to take it home and read it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't.
I wrote up, this is the, you have a copy of it.
Fine.
Yep.
Good.
Because it's the only thing there, I didn't know how to spell the assistant TCTC, so I put two X's in there. We need to fill that in.
I'll take a look at it when we get home.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get it on a thumb drive to Trish so she doesn't have to retype it all.
She'd appreciate that.
Or send it to you with an email.
Yeah, perfect.
I asked Trish to include two things in the packet. We don't have to discuss them now, but I just wanted to get it in front of us so we can think about it. One is draft warrant articles. So these are things that we've talked about over the last couple of months.
Yep.
I went ahead and drafted them up, and we sent them over to Steve Bennett, our attorney. He provided some comments. So these are, he's already reviewed these, so they should be pretty much ready to go. We had talked about the issue with CIP being a 1 year versus a 3 year and doing a warrant article to change that. Well, when we went in and researched the creation of the CIP, so the question was, does the town vote to establish a CIP in accordance with RSA, whatever? So none of the mechanics of the CIP are in the warrant vote. So that's all just administrative. So
okay.
We can do, we the board, in conjunction with CIP, can rewrite that charter
and
change the terms. So I crossed that one out.
Yeah.
The petition warrant article, that's the one for paving that we got.
The true road.
And he agreed that this was the letter wasn't really written in warrant format, but he agreed that under the RSA 35 limits how much you can change a petition warrant article, but he agreed that that is the essence of the request.
Yeah.
So.
We've gone through that with other issues, and the court. If that went to court, if we denied putting it on, and it went to court, the judge would probably instruct us to put it on the warrant because he's looking at the intent.
Yeah. No. So
what they didn't do, what should be done, it should be a dollar amount.
Yep, there's a lot of things they could have done.
In a time.
So Johnny is working up some estimates, because the question will come up when it comes to town meeting. People are going to ask how much and what's the impact. So he's working on some estimates, so we'll have that information when the question gets asked.
They can amend a petition or redo a petition with a money figure.
They could, yep.
Signed it. Do you know you signed it?
So the police cruiser is pretty straightforward. The only one I mentioned though was the life safety building. So we had BPS take a look at the plans, and 175 is probably about right. Even though it's a subset of the building, just because of some of the costs that could have been defrayed by working on multiple things at the same time, and plus the water filtration system is in there. So, so that's just take a look at those, and maybe next session we can kind of get these finalized. The other one is NHMA has got a good timeline of when things are due. So
first time I've ever seen this.
Yeah, so I just pulled out the ones that applied to us, but getting the zoning ordinance, it's essentially done once we get those questions checked by the attorney. Right now, the public hearing for the budget's going to be on the 4th. They were planning on the alternate date in case of weather on the 11th, and then it dawned that we can't do that because that's the presidential primary.
Yeah.
So the options would be either Friday the 7th or Monday the 10th. I'm going to recommend to Craig Wiseman and the committee that they do it on the 7th, because the 10th, if it goes late, it's right up against the election setup. They got to reconfigure the chairs and all that.
Yeah.
So better to Friday would suck, but hopefully the weather on the 4th will be good.
And it's hard enough to set up that room the way it is now.
Yeah.
I would just have to re-notice the snow date, correct?
Well, we have to. Yeah, we just put out it. Did you do the paper announcement, the newspaper announcement? Yep, I'll have to fix it.
Well, it's already in and out.
Yeah, but.
And today, I believe, is the day that is the last. No, what's
no,
the last?
No, it's 10 days. It's seven days notice, and it's essentially 10 working days, so.
Okay.
You got till the 25th.
For some odd reason. Okay.
No,
I thought it was
10 days. Yeah, 10 days.
10 days, but then it was like really 12.
The beginning and ending they don't count.
Right.
I don't know for sure. But.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff in here just to so we can kind of keep track of all the things we've got to get done. And for the trust fund for the employee payout that we talked about, because that is an expendable trust fund, it falls under the special revenue funds. Or special trust funds, so we'll have to have a public hearing on that as well, at least one. We've got to like the 24th of February to have that. So.
Okay.
We have to. That goes on the warrant, though, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out when we have to have that into the DRA.
I don't know.
Anyways, we should try to figure out some sort of a thought process behind how much we're going to put in that for the first year.
Yeah, well, I started with 30,000.
Oh, you did?
Okay. And we can refine that based on taking a look at what we know our liabilities are right now. Mm-hmm. All right.
I just have another quick question while you're all here. Would you be available on Friday morning to meet with some of the candidates for the recording secretary?
What time Friday morning?
I have one scheduled for 10. I was hoping to get it to meet with the other woman. I was hoping that she would be a viable candidate for Friday, but she bowed out. And then there's another woman that I interviewed that would be fine. It just
Well, so the only problem is if there's more than one of us there, it's a meeting. We gotta.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you so that I can post it.
Yeah. I can make it Friday. That's no problem.
Okay.
I can make it.
Are you available Friday at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I will let them know.
It should take
10 and 10:30 probably. Friday?
Yeah.
Here.
Yep.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday. So you got to get it out by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I can do that. Bring my computer on.
Thank you.
update for the budget committee? Is it possible to do it before the 7th?
No. Because, well, the question was raised. There's obviously, well, we don't know about the board meeting, but I proposed Thursday the 6th, but there's a planning board meeting that night, which means you don't have your secretary.
Yeah, come the 7th, I'm gone. But I mean, by then, it'll be in the budget. The sheet will be in the hands of others.
When do you come back?
Huh?
When do you come back?
March 9th.
Oh. Do you want to take that? That was the handout that they gave us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be available in the gap.
Yeah, but not here.
But I won't be here. I won't be in Aruba.
Okay. Jamaica. I was thinking of you the other night. My grandson gave me a bottle of Fireball whiskey. It's cinnamon whiskey. Mm.
A little bottle.
No, not this big. That goes well with
goes well with anything.
Like cider. Like apples, warm apple cider or something.
Okay, moving on. Selectmen's reports. We're finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a planning board meeting and we've already discussed that. The rec commission meeting I have something great to report. Amanda has reports that the attendance at all the functions that she has put together has been up significantly from last year. So there are more people taking advantage of things like the after-school program and all the different programs that she's going on. And the other thing that she said is she has not had any problem getting officials for things like basketball games and things like that. Her predecessor had problems getting officials to come to that. You're bleeding.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was from, but
okay.
Yeah, man.
But.
Do you want a tissue?
Yeah, John's just going to move over.
Bloodborne pathogens.
Mm-hmm. So she said everything was going really, really good. And
nice.
So.
The Conservation Commission, they got a great project going on right now at the elementary school. I mentioned when the ladies were here, hatching some trout. So the kids are going to hatch them, grow them, and then release them out into one of the streams. So great project between the commission and the elementary school and the science teachers there. So
you should hatch them and keep them going until the
fishing derby.
Until the fishing derby.
Well, that's
then
probably,
we wouldn't have to pay to stock the little pond over here.
Budget committee will meet on Monday and take all of the budgets that we've already been through and try to get through those. They've got three meetings, I think, between now and the, at least two, maybe three, between now and the.
We had an alternate date.
Yeah,
also.
Between the public hearing on the 4th. And the Building Construction Committee will meet tomorrow night. We're going to get together again with Keith McBay from BPS and talk about some of the range of options. You know, we got the survey results and provided a lot of good input, so we're going to explore some of that stuff. Not a committee-related report, but we've got an issue here in the town office that we have to address, and it's ADA accessibility.
Yes.
So I think we need to get maybe Nate initially to take a look at the access into the break room / welfare office, because it is not wheelchair accessible, and it's got the potential. It's an outstanding problem that needs to be fixed. But B, it's got the potential to
bite us.
Well, to cause somebody to get hurt.
Yeah.
Because right now, in order to get in there and do work, they have to do some things that you shouldn't be doing.
Is this?
Yeah.
these walls aren't load-bearing, are they?
No, that's a cinder block wall over there.
On the other side, right.
Into the break room is a cinder block wall.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I mean, you can just cut it over 6 inches and put a new frame in and call it done.
But it's just knock the wall down.
So, but I think it's something we got
to... Is it cold?
Something we need to take a look at because it's, you know, it should have been fixed a long time ago, but now it's actually causing an issue, so.
Yep. We've never had an ADA problem before.
Yep, but that's only because we've been lucky, I think.
Yes. Okay, is that it? Tom?
The only thing is, just to clarify, there's a letter in the paper about selectmen pay, increased salary, 6 years ago, Jeff Jenkins, budget committee member, on the floor of town meeting, put forth a motion to increase the selectmen's stipend. So the selectmen were not involved with recommending that increase. That exclusively came from the budget committee. Okay. That wasn't clarified in the article. It just made it look like we gave ourselves an increase, which was not the case.
Coincidentally, that was the year before he ran for selectman.
So, I don't know if you saw, I wrote a response.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and just because, and in fairness, yeah, the paper is the one that picks those headlines, which was very misleading. I mean, that wasn't what the letter itself said, but there were other points that I wanted to address. So.
That is misleading.
I liked your closing statement.
No.
Okay.
So we're pretty well aligned so far with the budget committee.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm sure they'll have a couple of questions, but I think we're in a good place.
Okay, moving on, select board signatures.
So, I'm not sure how this got overlooked, but on the 22nd of December, you guys... did you approve a step increase for Officer Warren Thompson? I don't even remember talking about this. But he signed it, and Chief Hankard signed it. On the 22nd. We didn't have a meeting on the 18th.
We didn't meet on the 22nd.
Yeah. No, it was the 18th.
No, we haven't had a discussion about step increase for...
I apologize.
Yeah, the 22nd is a Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, Steve works on Sunday, so.
Right.
Yeah, he does.
Night, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. So, on December, his comments say, on December 20th, 2019, Officer Warren Thompson successfully completed the 180th
this is a six-month review.
Class of the New Hampshire Police Standards and Training Full-Time Police Academy. This means that Officer Thompson is now a full-time certified officer. Therefore, Chief Hanker is requesting that he receive a grade increase to put him at a certified officer level. He would be going from labor grade 14, step 1, to labor grade 15, step 1. This makes his hourly rate 2067. I apologize. I didn't realize that we hadn't talked about this. It was all of a sudden just...
Yeah.
In front of me.
I don't have an issue with it because he.
Yep. Would this change the police?
I don't think so.
No, because he was planning on. He'd already figured that in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to vote on it then.
Yep.
I'll make a motion that we approve the personal action form, PAF, for Officer Warren Thompson for a pay increase from step 14, from grade 14, step 1, to grade 15, step 1, due to completion of the academy and becoming a certified officer. This will make his hourly wage of 20.67.
That date?
Effective 12/22/19, December 22nd of 2019.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
The next thing I have for you guys is from the treasurer, Karen, billing the ambulance fund. She needs you to just sign off that you're approving the transfer.
Sign 122-22. Signing a check for $27,606.22 to Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Trish, what's this one? Warren Fitzgerald, PhD? How's that about?
What is that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I think that was for the police officer when they were doing recruiting.
The one we just signed
for the PAF?
No,
for the new psych exam for the new applicant.
Oh.
He's a psychologist.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good question. I talked to Steve. He said that's looking real good.
What?
All the preps for the sixth officer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he had you know, that and one other thing to finish up. And
then he can have to hire it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only check.
Yep. Cool. All right. Oh, that's the...
Did you fire your draft for the person doing the recording or another position?
Well, I had asked everybody that I spoke with about their want and ability to potentially come on part-time.
24 hours.
Yeah, and this one of the women would be happy to do that. She is retired from Pease Air Force Base, and she worked for the city of Somersworth in the assessing department, or no, in the planning and zoning department for a bit, and then she worked for UNH as well. So she's got a lot of, you know, experience.
Well, I'll try to make it, but I trust your judgment for the interview.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of your call.
That's the one that Julie didn't have earlier.
Which one is this?
Oh, minutes.
Oh, yes, we have minutes. These are the draft. Well, these are the minutes from last meeting with the changes. There was a couple of just they weren't huge changes that you had come across.
No, I mean there's just the rest of this sentence had been dropped.
Okay.
A couple.
Pretty well set.
Make a motion that we approve the San Bertrand Board of Selectmen's minutes January 8th, 2020, with any changes.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it.
So, the lowly clerk makes a motion to...
We're going to talk about the next meeting. So, now we're in a weird month, right? We have five Wednesdays.
Yep.
So, my recommendation is that we meet next Wednesday, and then February would be the 2nd and 4th. And the reason I do that, I recommend that, is because that gives us another meeting between now and the budget hearing. So if the budget committee comes back with any questions or big issues, then we've got another chance to address them.
Okay, so you're saying meet the 29th and then meet again on the 5th?
No, I was saying the 12th.
Go to the 12th instead of the...
That'll be the 12th and the...
12th and the 26th.
12th and the 26th this
month. You're messing up my calendar.
I know. That's what happens. If you go every other week, it's fine. If you go with a fixed, you know, first and third or second and fourth, then you get into these...
Right. So you want to meet next Wednesday?
That's what I'm recommending. Right. It's up to you guys, but...
Well, that's fine. I won't be here because I have my... chemotherapy appointment in Hanover Wednesday, all day, next week. I trust you guys.
Well, hopefully it won't be a lot.
No choice.
Meeting on the 12th and a meeting on the 26th.
Yeah.
Is it any possibility then we can move it earlier those days? Because those Wednesdays are the the days that I have Zach and Grace, and it's difficult for me. But, I mean, if we can do it earlier and maybe not be out at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Well, we won't have any tax deeding to do, so that helps. I can do it earlier.
When is that?
On those meeting dates in February, just to meet even an hour earlier.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it before, so it's not a problem for me.
I mean, the alternative is we just stick to the...
Well, we could always come out and meet during the daytime if we need
to. Do the 5th and the 19th, is that...
Yeah, I essentially have them every other Wednesday. So these days that I don't have them on this Wednesday, it's fine.
Yeah. Other than the fact it's 10 o'clock.
Other than the fact that Basil is going to be chomping at the bit.
Yeah, he's not happy.
But my dog.
Your dog?
Yeah. Zachary let her out at like 5, so she's fine.
So now that I've changed all my calendar around, you want to change it back?
You can do whatever you want.
Because I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to need some guidance a little bit as to what we're going to put on the next agendas.
Warrant articles.
Warrant articles, okay.
Warrant articles.
Which can wait. Kane. Yeah, both, yeah.
Post and Kane.
I can maybe start working on some other things.
I mean, they can wait till the 5th. We've got time. We've got to do the schedule a public hearing for the special revenue fund, and we've got to finalize the warrant articles, and then obviously anything else that comes up. So,
can I see that?
Yep.
Don't we have to have a special meeting where we actually read the warrant articles out?
No, we just have to post them.
Quickly.
And if it's...
And then the other thing...
Discussion.
Is the town report.
Yep. Plus, sometime in around there, we need to start discussing, towards the end of the month, discussing who's going to be able to make it for the election.
Oh, yeah, you guys need to do your election schedules because you have to be there, right?
Two of us have to be there.
At all times?
At all times, yeah. There has to be two selectmen at all times at the meeting. And they provide, the church next door provides lunch and dinner for everybody. And they do a pretty good lunch and dinner. So, mm-hmm. And it's very nice of them to do that because they do that free. So, but from the time we open until the time we close the voting, there has to be two selectmen present. And basically all we do is just, we don't actually go behind the scenes, we're out in front giving directions.
Yeah.
Making sure people coming in are following the rules.
So.
I would very much like to get a picture of you guys also for the town report. So at some, maybe, are you, you're not going to be available on...
Well, if we do it on the 5th, then you could be here on the 5th, right? Just not on the 29th.
Yeah.
I mean, and that works better for you.
So no selectmen's meeting on the 29th. And a selectmen's meeting on the 5th. Selectmen next Wednesday, but we're going to do the 5th
and the 12th.
And the 12th. 12th?
I'm sorry, 5th and the 19th.
5th and the 19th, okay.
And then whatever the Monday is in March. And then the 4th, and then there's town meeting on the 11th.
The 5th, the 19th, and none on the 26th.
Nope.
We're going to meet on the 5th.
Yep.
February. Yeah. All right.
Now's the time's turn.
Now's the time.
Lowly clerk makes a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. It's a non-debatable motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Good night, everyone.
9:50.
What time is it?
9:50.